Good morning. On Wednesday the 25th, well, we had a very successful day yesterday. I'm going to leave it at that. You didn't listen yesterday. You can check that out and see what we did there. NBA was not an example of success yesterday, so I'll throw that in there because I know a lot of people are looking for the NBA picks. So speaking of NBA picks, I have live watch. I have the looky-loos today. I just am not going to do this before the tip-off. I'm just not interested in it. Part of it's due to some of the injury results on either team that I want to see. I want to see him playing or not playing. And quite frankly, I believe you're going to get a better number anyway, regardless of whether they play or not play. So, without further ado, I do like Miami here at home. I know there's a lot of movement, a lot of noise about Boston and how they could go all the way. I'm not going to argue with that necessarily. Miami's a well-constructed team, a well-coached team, a good organization. I'm not a Heat fan, but I kind of appreciate what they're doing over there. I like Miami, but I'm not going to take them pregame. You give me better than the plus 1.5, I'll take that home team plus the more points. I got to have at least 5. I like the over 203.5. Totals have not been very, very good to me lately, as they say from Saturday Night Live about 50 years ago, I believe. Yeah, I'm not that old, but anyway. So I like the over. I don't like over 203.5. I'm not going to put any money on 203.5. I'll tell you for sure I'm going to put it over 193.5 is a lock. Doesn't mean I'm going to win it, but I'm going to lock it in as a play. I'm going to look seriously at 198.5, depending on the status of the game. All right, hockey, which was extremely good yesterday. I'm going to have to go with Colorado on the puck line, -1.5 for -105. So win by 2 or more at -105. Half a unit. I'm going to take the other half on a same game parlay, Colorado and over 5.5. Correlated parlay at plus money, +115. I don't need to say too much about this. Bennington out, Husso in. He actually was a better goalie during the regular season, but Bennington was their playoff savior. He's not in. Baseball. Minnesota Twins. Made money with them yesterday. Going to do it again. Run line, -1.5, +100. Dodgers made money on the parlay yesterday with them. I'm going to take them on the run line, -130. Half of a unit. I'm going to take the other half on the Dodgers same game parlay. Dodgers just to simply win and over 6.5 at -105. I don't like the -130 on the run line. Otherwise, I'd do it all on that. Milwaukee and San Diego. I will take Milwaukee for the upset on the road at +115. Oakland and Seattle. I'm going to take the Paul Blackburn special is what I'm going to call this. In other words, he's worth betting on until further notice. And I'm not sure that notice isn't that far away, but Oakland +1.5. Same game parlay, +1.5, paired up with over 3.5 at +110. +110. I can't pass up plus money on 4 runs, and Oakland can lose by 1. Obviously, we know there's a dichotomy there between 4 and +1.5. There can, if it's exactly +1.5, meaning 3-2 or 2-1, the 4 doesn't do us much good. So 4.5 would give us more money. On the other hand, Oakland +1.5 all on its own is only -135. That seems really logical as well. Or you could do Oakland +2.5 and do a different number, maybe +5.5. I don't like any of those options better than what I just said. So hopefully you like that option as well. Tampa Bay -1.5 at +130, half of a unit. The other half, Tampa Bay, paired up with over 3.5 at -120. Obviously, this is the opposite of what I normally do, and now I'm paying more juice than the real bet. But really, that's because the real bet was about -160-something for Tampa Bay money line, which is not a bad bet at all. The run line has better value. You'll win slightly less if the same game is played 100 times, but has more value on a game-to-game basis. That's the logic behind that. And then, therefore, taking Tampa Bay to win and over 3.5 -120 is, to me, better value than the money line on its own. Finally, New York Yankees paired up with an over 4.5 on the same game parlay at minus 110 is a very, very solid play. Now, that leaves us with parlays. And I am going to do exactly the same teams that I did yesterday. Let's see if Lightning can strike twice. It's not really Lightning because we've been doing pretty well on the pizza and beer parlays. They're coming in quite a bit lately. So, if you weren't listening yesterday, that parlay is a two-teamer, the Dodgers money line, just win it, baby, and the Yankees money line, just win it, baby. The two of them in a two-league parlay and two-leg. Yeah, it's not two-league because I'm not adding hockey. So, two legs, Yankees and Dodgers. Then the three-legger, the beer parlay, is those two teams, money lines, and we'll add the Twins again. Twins just to win. So this time we're not looking to win by two or more. We're looking to simply win the game. The Dodgers have the highest chance to win. I'm just talking about pure winning the game. Doesn't mean it's a good, the best value, but the highest chance to simply win the game, in my eyes, my numbers, is the Dodgers. And then it's the Yankees. And then we go to the Twins. There was some thought by doing the a really crazy alternate line, Oakland plus 2.5. I just don't want to get that fancy. I really like plus 2.5, but that's just, some people can't even get that number. Some people's books don't even offer that. So let's just make it nice and simple, nice and clean, and let's look for a repeat. If we're lucky, we'll get it. And luck is involved. Good luck.